A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were cast into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is far better to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna in the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better to enter into life crippled than with 2 feet to be thrown into Gehenna. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with 2 eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord. In our Catholic liturgy, the first reading and the Gospel are always connected to one another. And the connection today is about prophets, but prophets in very unexpected places. Prophets are God's way of speaking to us, sort of awakening us from our slumber, and sometimes prophets get in our face. There are prophets in our midst today. Are not the Benedictine Sisters of Erie prophetic in their quest to do away with violence and establish peace? And sometimes they get in our face and make us uncomfortable. They recently reminded us that 80% of the people who live on this planet live on less than $10 a day, and that 60 million children go to bed hungry every night. Those statistics ultimately give rise to more violence. Let me take another issue that is more controversial. There are young parents with children, and even children alone, who are knocking on the door of our southern border, begging for asylum. Asylum from what? Violence that has so overtaken their villages and their hamlets that these parents are scared to death for their children, and the children are scared to death. But we've adopted a policy that says no more asylum for everyone. Could it not be that we have to ask different questions? What's the cause of the violence? Is it not America's appetite for drugs? Should we then, instead of being angry at these children fleeing for their lives, be angry at the drug lords and the people who are selling drugs on the streets, who get your children addicted? And I've lost count of how many times I have stood here as you bring your children in here for me to bury them because they couldn't overcome those addictions. Should our anger not be addressed at our elected officials who can't even sit down and talk to one another long enough to come up with a coherent immigration policy that will keep our borders safe? Prophets are around us, and we have to be attuned and listen. Could not the faces of those children be a prophecy from God telling us that we don't have it right? Amen.